0727 270 2 1702 011 883 0702. We'll take more of your thoughts as well. Yes, some developments here. There is, of course, studies that are indicating that there is now conclusive kind of evidence that points to an association between contact sport and the neurodegenerative diseases risk. Let's get a little bit more detail on that, and with this particular focus on rugby as well, and what the call is. And we're joined by Professor John Patricios, Professor of Sports and Exercise Medicine, Faculty of Health Sciences at Wits. Prof, good afternoon, and thank you very much for your time. This is, of course, an ongoing study, but so far there is an established fact, I suppose, that there is a link between brain injuries and an increase in risk of developing neurodegenerative diseases. Are we doing enough to protect our players from permanent injury?
Good afternoon to you and your listeners, and thanks very much for the invitation. I think your introduction was a good one in that you called it an association. And I think that's where we are in this research, is that there seems to be some link between athletes who participate in sport, high intensity sport and collision sport, and some neurological conditions. In this particular case, we're talking about motor neurone disease. But I don't think that the actual causation has been defined yet. So what I mean by that is we can't say that if you play rugby, you will develop these neurological conditions. It's not as clear cut as that. And there are probably several factors involved in the potential causation that we need to take into consideration. Are we doing enough? Well, I think this is the hot topic at the moment in sport and exercise medicine, is are we protecting our athletes' brains? And certainly sports like rugby are at the forefront of changes in rules, in marshalling the sport to make sure that it is as safe as possible. And certainly the amount of research going on in this area has increased exponentially. Are we doing enough? Probably never do enough to protect our athletes' health, but certainly the amount of attention being given to this area has increased tremendously over the last decade.
What would it mean, for example, to restrict the season in terms of the impact exposure?
I think what the researchers in this particular case out of Scotland are suggesting is that there may be an association between the number of impacts that a player takes, particularly collisions above a certain threshold, and the development of concussion and perhaps more long-term neurological conditions. So what they're suggesting is let's limit the number of impacts. Now that might be done by restricting the season. It can also be done in other ways by making the game safer in terms of tackle heights, etc., which rugby has done, and also in limiting the amount of contact during training. So, you know, the old days of what we used to call corpus stomp, where the players used to deliberately hit up against each other during training, are gone. So the contact training sessions are far more restricted. And that applies in games such as rugby union, rugby league, and NFL in America as well. So restricting the number of collisions has certainly become a focal point of addressing this issue.
Professor John Patricio, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, Professor of Sports and Exercise Medicine, Faculty of Health Sciences at Wits.